Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Resiliency Radio with Rick Allen and Lauren Monroe. Interactive radio to empower, educate, and inspire during difficult times. Featuring live interviews with celebrity guests and cutting-edge professionals working in the fields of health, wholeness, and resiliency. This program is brought to you by the Raven Drum Foundation's Veteran Resiliency Project and is dedicated to all our military and their families. For more information, visit us on the web at www.ravendrumfoundation.org. Welcome to Resiliency Radio, everyone. My name is Lauren Monroe, and today's episode is The Healing Power of Superfood with Darren Olien. What is superfood? How can it help with stress, depression, and building strong immune systems? Today, Darren's here with us in the studio. And Darren has traveled the planet on behalf of Darren's Naturals, discovering new and underutilized herbs, superfoods, and medicinal plants. His travels and discoveries have been featured in Oprah Magazine and Fox News. And we're really happy to have him here to talk about superfoods and how we can use them in our lives to become healthy and happy people. So, welcome, Darren, and welcome, my co-hosts.
Yeah, normally you introduce us before the guests, but, you know, but I'm cool. You know, Darren's special. He's special, man.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Darren. Yeah, welcome, Darren.
Fantastic.
So
welcome. I'm here with Rick Allen, everyone, and the vivacious, wonderful, spectacular Moon Calhoun.
Yeah, you got gig butt.
Let's talk about that. And it's a special interview today, actually, because Darren Olien is in the studio with us, so we have him live and in person today. So welcome, Darren.
Thank you. Just down the street. Great to be over here.
He looks super.
It's our first episode for 2012.
Yay, 2012. Mm-hmm.
So there's been a lot of movement, a lot of energy going on leading up to this year, and we've all experienced the need for change, transformation, and one of the ways many people are talking about doing this is through food. Detoxification, boosting your immune system, reducing stress, and aiding with depression. And Darren's here to talk to us about the healing power of superfood. Now, to start it, what is superfood, Darren?
Well, that's a great question. I think one could answer that in many different ways. Superfoods, to me, are phytochemically rich, biodiverse plant compounds that are in foods that are exceptional in those properties. So what does that mean? That means that superfoods, first off, it's not a technical term, right? It's a term that kind of is people use and throw around, but really we're talking about a classification that is a certain strength in plants can give the body and people that those nutrients that are life-sustaining, mm-hmm. Vitality-enhancing, and immune-boosting. And that's really, you know, what a superfood is. And again, it's a very general classification.
Mm-hmm. Just like we call Rick Thunder God.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm hearing is that there are foods that aren't necessarily as super as others. Is that down to the soil quality? Is that down to what they do to the seeds? What exactly does that mean? Try and answer that if you can.
Yeah. So, you know, first off, I would say all plants are special for sure. There's some that have more potency, power, and adaptogenic and phytochemically rich properties that they inherently have. So I would say, to answer that question, I believe that all plants' materials are good in their own way, because diversification is one way that we get the different classes of chemicals that we need to thrive and survive. But back to your question of what does it come down to, is it's really easy to have a new superfood that comes out and people will jump on that bandwagon of, okay, it's the next goji, or it's the next acai, or it's the maca, or whatever. But and all that is true, but the area that you're hinting at that I'm going to grab and go with is the fact that it's really the part of the industry, and especially the nutritional industry, they kind of stop at manufacturing. They don't, not a lot of people know what goes on beyond that, right? And that's where, in my expertise and what I've devoted my life to is seeing those people in the countries of origin and putting my hands in the soil and seeing the care and the processing and the honoring of the earth in that whole thing. And how do you care about that superfood? And most of that is done through the observation of the indigenous people for sometimes mm-hmm. thousands of years. So now who are we to think that we can isolate one active ingredient when some of these superfoods have 300 different mm-hmm. biochemical signatures and active compounds? People will soon find when I talk about this stuff that I'm not the person that's going to be talking about nutraceuticals in an isolated way. I'm going to be talking about whole foods, superfoods in their right. complete form that are taken care of, that the soils for which they grow in are prepared correctly and are indigenously honored in the way that those ancestors have done that. And yes, we are dealing in new situations now, because most of that was wildcrafted, right? When the planet itself chose exactly where it wanted mm-hmm. to grow that plant,
right?
And that's a powerful thing, right? So it's almost like an acupuncture point on the planet where it mm-hmm. said, "Yes, mm-hmm. right there, I'm gonna grow ashwagandha, right? And this is in India, and I'm gonna grow it this way." So when we're talking about farming and all of that stuff, we actually want to be in observation, and also scientifically we want to understand how they did that so that we can almost agriculturally mimic.
Right, recreate.
Recreate the systems to which was honored. So when I go back to what you talked about, it's a big topic, and I'll try to not go on too long, but it is a really important aspect of most people do not know what kind of soils their mm-hmm. superfood came from, or what people...
Any food came from.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a huge thing, even in America, and you come down to the medicinal qualities of garlic and onion and these wonderful, natural, antibiotic creatures of the earth in our soils, that if you do not take care of those soils, then you do not have a phyto-rich plant. So, the fun thing about traveling is that I get to see a lot of diversification and honoring of that care, and certainly we get to support how that happens and how those people do that.
I want to say I juice, and if I buy here in this town in LA, if I buy juice. Foods to juice at Ralph's, they're anemic. If you don't buy it at Whole Foods, I mean, those foods are so different. You buy at Whole Foods to juice, those foods at Ralph's are anemic.
Yeah. Well, if you buy organic, you do see the quality is better than if you buy the conventional, they say.
They're just mass produce.
We just watched a film recently, and it did show the Kirlian photography around foods that were organically grown and then those that were genetically modified, which, I think it was you that told us, Darren, that the percentage now has grown, tremendously in what, just walking down the grocery store aisle, what's genetically modified in the store that they don't tell you.
Right.
No, yeah. I know. That's amazing. But the one thing that Darren also said was that even when it's organically grown, You know, there's the also soil. The soil factor.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, how good is the soil?
That's right.
So, but for the average person that really can't, you know, I'm just going to the grocery store. I want to get well. Maybe I have something going on. I feel my adrenals are stressed out. I'm feeling my immune system down. I want to embrace this idea of superfood. But how do I? Well, what are some superfoods that we can get at the grocery store, and what are some maybe that we want to look at we've never heard before? Like you mentioned the Indian herb, and I never can pronounce it right.
Oh, ashwagandha.
Yeah, ashwagandha.
Well, first off, I would say just as a few things to give listeners in that when you're going to when you're talking optimum health, you're talking about you have to eat food. Every day, all day, in its whole form, right, or at least close to it as possible. Superfoods are another type of food that add diversification. So when you go to a supermarket, pick the higher end, pay for those organic, support those people that have put that extra time in. And another really quick thing to look out for. So labeling and things are really sketchy, and it's hard to know. But there is the PLU code on, at least in grocery stores. If you see that it starts with a number 9, that is organic, right? Yeah. So if you can't find labels and you don't know, just look for that number 9, right? Mm. And so if it has an 8 or a 4, stay away from, because I believe the 4 is conventional, so that absolutely and most often does have pesticides and herbicides.
Right.
Right. And then the 8 is absolute genetically modified and could be a combination of all 3.
That's fantastic information. Really I never
is.
Knew that.
I never knew that either.
Yeah, so that's an easy thing to just kind of go on the market, and you're empowered now. Yeah, at least you can then make that informed choice. And, you know, in terms of, you know, those kind of foods, you know, I always go back to, you know, there's different carotenoids and all these things that show pigment from reds and the oranges and the yellows, and they're all phytochemical signatures that support the immune system. So, you know, people say make a salad, make colorful, vibrant greens, purples, you know, find as much diversification as you can. Listen to your body.
Right.
What does it call out for? You know, practice smelling.
Right.
You know, practice smelling organic because the smell, we're one creature that does not smell their food before they eat it. Now, it's not smelling McDonald's. This is smelling with no change to the food whatsoever. Our bodies will naturally, instinctually know what it wants to eat.
Right.
So it's a fun little exercise to just put in and actually try to blind your eye to what it looks like.
Right.
Right? And then you'll start intuiting, but also very... the olfactory system is one of the most advanced senses that
computer.
We have.
And oldest.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Exactly. So for us not to use that is a crime to ourselves, but also the marketing and the industrial revolution and all of the products, they also know that.
Right.
So they're blasting you with artificial flavors and aromas and salts and all of that.
Oh,
so say I'm at the grocery store. Yeah. I'm blindfolded. I'm sniffing around.
No, that's normally
my food.
No, that's normally when I'm standing next to you.
All right. Okay.
Sniffing around.
So what do I want to look? Give me some. Give me some particulars.
Well, I would say, you know, for me, I would always go for the spinach.
Yeah.
The broccoli. The purples of the cabbage, the reds of the peppers, the yellows of the peppers, the squashes, the, you know, this time of year it's more root vegetables our bodies seem to like more. So you get the yams, you get the oranges of the yams and those things. So and of course, you know, the garlics and the onions are really favorable in this time of year because they're natural antibiotics. Antifungal. anti-inflammatory.
Wow.
You know, so all of these things are, and you know, another favorite one of mine, it's off vegetable but more of a seed, is chia seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And chia seeds are one of the most powerful ancient seeds, grains that we know of. The ancient Indians used to, you know, soak these. It's really important that you soak them because it gets rid of phytic acids and other natural inhibitors that the it does to protect itself. So that, you know, it's kind of funny that if a seed, like a chia seed, is on the ground, right, that it has these natural inhibitors so that, you know, animals don't come up and eat it because they actually won't.
Right.
But when it rains and it gets soaked, right, then over a little period of time, those phytic acids and those enzyme inhibitors change and transform to now the absorbability for us, the bioavailability for us, goes up tenfold.
Right.
And now the nutrients are available to us and almost magically gifts us over far more nutrients and vitamins and minerals than it would if it was left alone. Now, there's nothing wrong. If you eat it, you're still going to get some nutrients from it.
Right.
But you know, chia seeds is something that I soak overnight, and I've got a jar of it, and I, you know, 3 tablespoons a day. And you get the omega-3s, 9s, 6s, and they're the ALAs, but some argue that the tests come back is that when in those proper ratios that it actually then converts to EPA and DHA. So the argument here is that, you know, don't necessarily buy into all of the isolated omega-3, 6, and 9 arguments that you need your DHA and EPA.
Right.
Just look at the whole food form and know that
it's all in there.
It is all in there, and it allows the body, gives the body all the essential nutrients so that it naturally converts in your body so that it gives you the balance of the EPA and DHA and all that.
Yeah, just quickly, and we don't need to go so deeply into this. I'm walking down the aisle in the grocery store. I'm sniffing around.
Yeah.
And I see vitamin C.
Yeah.
But I also see another vitamin C that doesn't necessarily, you know, on the bottle it doesn't say that it's a strong. It may have, you know, 250 milligrams, but then there's another one that says vitamin C or vitamin C, and it says 1,000 milligrams. But one is whole food or food based, and the other one is just vitamin C.
Right.
So, what's the difference, and which one should I buy?
Great question. We're talking about the bioavailability of one versus the isolation of another, right? So if you're looking at ascorbic acid and vitamin C, it's 1,000 milligrams in there. Well, that's a classic industrialized point of view that, okay, we've decided that a food has one active ingredient that we need, so let's grab that, isolate the vitamin C, and then sell that back to people and say that they need a bunch of this. Well, there is evidence that you're going to assimilate some of that because your body, listen, your body has hundreds of backup systems
right.
so that it survives, right?
Right.
So you're not necessarily consciously knowing how hard it is for your body to break down that ascorbic acid or that isolated vitamin C. Mm-hmm. You're just taking it, and you may pee a little different color, and you know, the assimilation is, you know, it is what it is, and it's not that great. Now, when you're talking about another product being from a whole food base, let's say acerola or camu or some of these, and these are some superfoods, and camu comes from Iquitos region and in Peru. It's got one of the highest, probably the highest vitamin C food sources in the world. Now, how does it get to that plate? How does it get to a powder? Well, it's a very careful thing. You're basically isolating water. And the whole key, people say, how can you get a vitamin C or this acerola fruit, right, that looks like a little bigger than a cherry? How do you get in a powder, and how is that good for me?
Hmm.
Well, again, I'm going back to most companies don't necessarily know where the hell their product came from. They can point to Peru, but they haven't been there, or they don't really know how it got to that presentation of powder. But for us, and that's why I go there, I see the process, I meet the people. But I'm going off on many tangents. But to answer your question, in a bioavailable food form, it's not necessarily the quantity of the vitamin C, right? It's the quality and the assimilation that your body then can receive it, because it also has all the cofactors of which we don't have any idea how many cofactors there are. That is something that nature created. Now there's over a thousand phytochemicals. The only 1,000 that we know of, right? But when we know that when we ingest this food, it's in the particle size that our body can receive. Mm-hmm. And it really comes down to a cellular level. Because now that ascorbic acid, because it's been isolated, condensed, and chemically changed into this new form, it may be saying it's vitamin C, but it's not on a molecular size that you actually can receive it. So I would argue that it's not about how much vitamin C is there, but it's about how much of that food you're taking and the amount of vitamin C that you can receive from it.
That's fantastic.
So raw food vitamin C is better assimilated in the body compared to
100%.
Most people take the ascorbic acid.
Yeah, ascorbic. Yeah.
And that's that what you can get at your grocery store. There's more raw food vitamin C's that are available.
Yeah. And we've been doing, it was very specifically on Camu, we're doing, on dehydration of some of these superfoods, because you get it and we get it, it's a powder, and you look at two different powders of the same, because we're not bringing raw Camu in the country, because one of the biggest things about it is it oxidizes. That's why it has all these antioxidants. So what we've been doing, studies with some of the latest technology on dehydration, and that's using different... on the light spectrum, and they've figured out how to isolate water and having zero impact on the nutrients.
That's genius.
And that's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. So going back to what you were saying in the beginning, it's really about you working alongside the farmers, getting your hands dirty, checking the soil, and really coming up with or sourcing the most potent ingredients on earth, and that is super, Darren.
Well, thanks. I mean, it's you've known me for a while, and it's a passion of mine that I don't know if I've mentioned it to you guys, but it's something that these plants have a life, right? Mm-hmm. They have a vibration. And not going too far out there, but I think part of my dharma, certainly, and my calling, and the thing that I answer to, is how can I best support and have the ability to help people, one, right, to have some of these things that I've had the blessing of being exposed to, but also all along the line, the amount of people that we're helping in all these countries is unbelievable. I mean, when you go in there and I formulate a product and I know what's in it, and I'm with those farmers, and we're helping the soil, we're helping Mother Earth, we're with these people, and we just now create an economy for them.
So you're helping families, communities, and it becomes a sustainable thing.
Yeah, and it's a natural give back.
Fantastic.
That's the way. I don't know why others don't do it, because for me it's a no-brainer. I mean, why wouldn't you? And why wouldn't you know what you're putting in your body? So I'm kind of doing that work for people. So when I formulate things like this product I created for Beachbody called Shakeology, it was more for trying to translate some of what I've discovered and done the work for, and create that bridge so that more people can have the benefit of these super nutrients on this planet.
Right.
And that's the, they're not going to necessarily take it like I take it. Like, I don't really care what it tastes like.
Right.
Snort it, take it in, drink it, whatever. But, creating it to where people can love to drink it and it tastes good, and all that, so that they can get exposure to these superfoods.
It's very impressive. In fact, when we knew you were coming on the radio show, and we started looking at you know, all the video clips, YouTube, Shakeology, everything that was going on, I was watching and started feeling like Darren has the best job on the earth. He has the best job on the planet. And I really started to feel passionate about, you know, and I realized at that moment why you're so passionate about it. Because, you know, thank goodness there are people like you looking out for people like us and the rest of the people that are listening.
And for those of you listening, to go to watch and view some of the videos that Rick's talking about, you can go to darrensnaturals.com on the media page, and it'll show you some of the adventures that Darren has had in his trips to Peru, the Amazon. He's been to the Himalayas, parts of remote China, and the list goes on, just to source superfoods and ingredients from around the world to go into products to help people become healthy. And it's a really a blessing to have you on the show. I think we need a part two at some point just to really go into things deeper. But it gives, I hope it gives all of the listeners out there some pathway to look at. We talked about vitamin C. We talked about some superfoods, including all the green vegetables you can go and get at your store right now to help boost your immune system. One thing we didn't talk about is today is depression, and and I know people would want to know a little bit more. Maybe we can touch on that in the next interview.
Mm, for sure.
But we are going to do some drumming today, and nice. Darren's going to be drumming with us. So I guess we'll be right back, everybody. Just hang on. Welcome back, everyone. So this is the part of the show where we all drum, and we remember why we're doing this show. Really, for the first drum circle that we're putting out for 2012, we'd like to just gather everyone together at home and play along to set an intention for health and well-being for everyone. And it may come from choosing foods, it may come from choosing new situations, choosing to do things for yourself, to take care of yourself in a better way. And of course, we'll drum all together with you at home and keep in mind our thoughts and intentions towards our veterans. So take a deep breath, just relax your body wherever you're sitting. Breathe in through your nose and exhale through the mouth. And just visualize all of us sitting here and all of the listeners wherever they are. And connect us all together with our mind's eye. And as we drum, send out the intention of healing and well-being, so that even our cell tissue receives the benefit. Our hearts receive the benefit. And all of us be awakened to a new way of living. A healthy way of living. So when you're ready. deep breath. Just spend a moment in gratitude. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Good. Good, good, good.
That was fantastic. Aaron, he's complex. He's a complex kind of guy.
Rick, you are good.
Are we gonna let Darren rummage around in the sack today?
Actually, we're not doing
a
chance to win. No, not today.
But I was really looking forward to Darren.
Well, maybe Darren will come back, and for our next show, just to put his hands on the magic sack, maybe that's something really important to him.
I think that'll be exciting for all of us.
I would be honored to put my hand on the magic sack.
Fantastic. Well, we're gonna make a point of bringing him back.
Well, for now, we're going to close the show. We hope everyone really enjoys listening, and we'll be back again in February. Not to forget out there, if you know a veteran who's suffering, please give them the number of the Veteran Suicide Hotline, 1-800-273-TALK, and if you're a veteran, press 1. It's our honor to serve veterans, and all of you keep them in your thoughts.
Thank you, see you next time, everyone.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Be conscious, eat well. Be conscious, eat well.
Thank you, Mel.
Thank you.